Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Quincy High School, Quincy, Illinois, for Silver Streak Girls Basketball. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson just underway at the Galesburg Silver Streaks, trailing early, trailing the Blue Devils by a score of 8-5. Quincy got on the board first with a layup from Anna Lienert. Streaks came back with a Jessica Lieber three-pointer, also a basket from Emma Junk on a rebound and putback, another basket from Anna Lienert, and Araya Dade two-pointer. And Quincy with an 8-5 lead, 4:28 to play here in quarter number one. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Quincy with a basketball. This is Dade across the court, drives down the right side, lays it up, and then she's got two baskets, make it 10-5 Blue Devils. So a little bit more up-tempo from Quincy thus far, playing more into Galesburg style of play. Danny Teal, Emma Jump, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, and Paige Plake on the floor for the streak. The steal by the Blue Devils. This is Jordan Eisenberg. Runs it down the left side and lays it up and in. And the Streaks did not get back defensively and make a 12-5 with the Blue Devils. And Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout. 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. So, surprisingly, a little bit more up-tempo from Quincy than what they've been doing thus far this season.
Well, I would say the biggest difference right now compared to what the team we saw last year, Tom, is the fact that they're handling the ball a lot better. And the Streaks really haven't gotten to get their pressure set. Obviously, as you said, only two made buckets by the Streaks, so it's caused them some issues with being able to set up their press. But, again, the Streaks just aren't getting back. Now, they a couple steals so far in the early going for this Quincy ball club has led to these points. And, you know, early turnovers for the Streaks are causing some major problems. But all you need to do is calm yourself down. You're down by seven, but realistically with this team, that's not very many points.
Streaks with the basketball back in. It's Myra Diggins, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Sadie Hamilton, and Hannah Smith. This is Rainey, gives to Sharon Diggins, top of the key. Sharon drives right, gives to Rainey, right wing, 3-point away, off the back iron, no. Rebound tipped up and grabbed by Sadie Hamilton down to the left corner. Gives to Rainey, out high left side, it goes to Hannah Smith, and on a dribble out between the circles. Quincy in a man-to-man defense. This is Sadie Hamilton, picks up, gives to Myra, right of the center circle, down Hannah Smith, right wing, top of the key. Sharon Diggins drives in, stops at the free throw line, ball knocked away, Hannah Smith comes up with it for the streak. Hannah with it out high on the left side. Dribbles left. 3:24 to play. First quarter. 12-5 Quincy. Right wing. It is Rainey Sibley. Gives to Sharon Diggins. Top of the key. Back to Rainey. Right wing. Fires a three. Off the front. No good. But she gets fouled. And they're going to call it on the floor after the shot. So no free throws for Rainey Sibley. The foul goes against Paige Abel.
Yeah. And you know what, Tom? That was actually a very good call by the official. Usually you see the official call a shot foul there, and that was not a shot foul. What happened was Rainey shot that ball, came back down on her feet, and then Paige Abel backed into her, boxing her out, and knocked her down. So good call by the official. Also a good call earlier as we were getting reset. There was a steal by Jordan Eisenberg right for the layup, and realistically, the ball went off her feet. But if you don't try to kick it, it's not a kick, and there was a no-call by the official and a very good no-call.
And the streak should have over. Jessica Lieber tried to throw a pass over the top under the basket. Went off of Casey Williams' hands last, and the streak turned it over with 3:11 to play in the first quarter, trailing 12-5 on the floor for the streaks. Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Emma Junk, Allison Mangieri, and Marissa Miller in for the first time tonight. Full court pressure from the streaks. Quincy having trouble getting it across, and we're getting close to a 10 call. Finally, they get across in the form of Paige Abel, the 5-foot junior. Now a travel called against Abel. And the streaks get it back on the Quincy turnover, just under 3 minutes to play first quarter.
Well, and that's kind of more what we saw last year from the streaks and defensive-wise against this Quincy ball club. A very good job bothering the ball handlers and then end up causing a turnover and not really a forced turnover either. Paige Abel was just moving too fast and couldn't control her stuff.
Melissa Miller out high left side for the Shrieks. Puts on the board, now picked up and looks for help out near midcourt. And now we've got a foul as Jessica Lieber was held by Hannah Weller. And that will be the fourth team foul now on the Blue Devils with 2:46 to play in the first quarter. Quincy leading 12-5.
Bad foul, too, by Hannah Reller. She had Marissa Miller trapped up pretty good, getting near a five call, and just goes and grabs her arm.
Inbounding will be Marissa Miller, and it comes to Jessica Lieber right of the center circle. Now to Casey Williams in the center circle on high right side to Emma Jump, right wing. Jessica Lieber, long three-pointer is no good. It's long. Marissa Miller tried to run down the rebound down in the left corner. Couldn't get to it. And Quincy will bring it the length of the court as Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, also Chloe Anderson and Rainey Sibley check back in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Coming up tomorrow night, Galesburg got Bullies back in action. They will play host to the Moline Maroons in their Western Big Six Conference opener. Now pass down to the left block, goes to Stephanie Wensing. Nice look from Hannah Weller. Wensing gets her first basket.
That was a tough pass, too, to make. She went right over the top of the lane, near side to far side, and was able to get it high enough that Wensing could go up and get it.
Now Sadie Hamilton penetrates down the left side. Nice bounce pass to Sharon Diggins down on the right block. Sharon mishandled it initially, but able to recover and gets the shot up and in, and they get 14-7 Blue Devils. Now a steal by Rainey Sibley. Drives in the paint. The runner is up off the back iron. No, but she gets fouled, and the foul is going to go against Anna Lienert. And that'll be two shots for Rainey Sibley with 2:07 to play here in quarter number one. Quincy leads 14-7.
That was actually a steal by Sadie Hamilton. And again, as great as she's been distributing the ball back this year, she was able to make another good bounce pass down to Rainey Sibley down low.
Rainey misses the first free throw. Streaks have struggled from the line as a team this season. Second one is up. That one is perfect for Rainey. Her first point of the night. And they get 14-8. Full court pressure. A near steal by Sadie Hamilton. Now she does come up with the ball. Two-on-one break. Sadie down the right side. Up off the glass. Too hard. Rebound Chloe Anderson. Weak side. Straight up. Off the back iron. No. Rebound goes to the floor. Rainey Sibley gets tied up. And I thank you for the officials for not blowing the quick whistle that time. They let him jockey for it. Finally, they got tied up. And the correct call of the tie-up. And the ball is, I can't see the possession. I believe the Streaks do have it. Yes, they do. As Danny Fields going to inbound. She checks in along with Myra Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Emma Junk, and Jessica Lieber. 1:54 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 14-8.
Yeah, good job right there by the Streaks just staying after the ball. They were able to maintain that possession just by pure hustle.
Left baseline, Allison Mangieri outside the three-point arc. Now comes to the wing on the left side, hands to Jessica Lieber. Jessica on the dribble, working against Jordan Eisenberg, and now over in back hall. I thought the ball got knocked into backcourt by Eisenberg, and that's what Evan Massey's asking the official. It looked like it got knocked away, and that's what Coach
Yeah, he's saying right now, she's never controlled before.
So the turnover goes to Quincy. Now this is Dade, runs down the right side, finger roll up off the glass, and good. Nice move by Araya Dade. And make it 16-8, Blue Devils. 1:29 to play first quarter.
Yeah, and Araya Dade is very smooth attacking the rim, too, off the dribble. She gets in there, and she just kind of coasts through the lane. So the Streaks are going to have to do a better job at meeting her at the free throw line. And what you want to do is you want to stop her, turn her, make her go to the left hand. We've seen her attack with the right hand. She's been pretty successful. I want to see her go left hand.
And Jordan Eisenberg just picked up a foul near midcourt, trying to fight through the pick of Emma Junk, and that's her first foul. 16 fouls down the Blue Devils. The Streaks with one. Inbound to Jessica Lieber, working against Eisenberg. Quincy doing a nice job playing some pretty tough belly-up man-to-man defense thus far. They're actually very quick defensively. Now Emma Junk fires the three, top of the key, hits nothing but glass. Rebound goes to the floor. Danny Teal ties it up along with Eisenberg, and this time the possession arrow is going to point towards the Blue Devils as Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Sadie Hamilton, Hannah Smith, and Rainey Sibley check back in for the Streaks. 1:12 to play first quarter, 16-8, Quincy with the lead. Full court pressure from the Streaks. It'll be Anna Lienert to inbound for the Blue Devils. Looking and finally gets it into Eisenberg in the backcourt. Comes into the front court and gives way to Hannah Reller. Runs down the right side, high off the glass. No rebound. Tipped up by Hannah Smith. Sadie Hamilton comes down with it for the Streaks, and she traveled and got into a bad spot last time as she tried to pick it up to make the pass. Had, I believe it was Jordan Eisenberg stepping her way and couldn't get the pass. Her had to hang on to the ball, took an extra step. So another Streaks turnover with 1:04 to play first quarter.
Not only another turnover, but another just silly turnover. The Streaks have got to do a better job of controlling the ball. I know they want to move the ball to the floor as fast as possible, but you got to work the ball to the floor, too.
Now trapped up as Eisenberg goes down to the right corner. This is Day. Fires the 17-footer. It's no good. And Rainey Sibley brings down a weak side rebound. She'll bring it across mid-quarter south. Now gives to Hannah Smith between the circles. 49 seconds to play first quarter. 16-8, Quincy. Top of the key, it's Chloe Anderson. Dribbles right. Now picks it up. Streets keep picking the dribble up out top. And Quincy playing very tough man-to-man defense. Streets having trouble finding an open passing lane after they pick up that dribble. Now Hannah Smith has it on the left wing. Takes it out between the circles with 33 seconds to play. Hands off to Sadie Hamlin. Out high right side to Chloe Anderson. Right wing to Hannah Smith. Top of the key, Sharon Diggins. Sharon fires a three. No, off the left iron. Rebound comes down to Dade for Quincy. 22 seconds to play. Dade on the dribble being hounded by Rainey Sibley. And the ball is going to go back. Ooh, I thought it was going to go to the streak. Rainey had knocked it away, and I thought Dade had gotten a hand on him, but the official says no, it goes off of Rainey last. As Jessica Lieber and Myra Diggins replace Chloe Anderson and Hannah Smith. 18.8 to play first quarter. 16-8, Quincy with a lead. They'll inbound from in front of the Galesburg bench.
I don't think Rainey believed that it was going back to the Blue Devils.
Now pass over the top and on the back door. Dade missed the easy two, and the rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton. Now it's Sharon Diggins on the dribble. She's going to go to the free throw line. She was bumped by Hannah Weller out 20 feet from the basket on the right wing. Not a smart foul with 11 seconds to play in a quarter. And you've got a 16-8 lead if you're Quincy. Now Sharon Diggins goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Yeah, and not only that, but you're in the bonus now for the whole second quarter. Ariah Dade, Tom, has looked so smooth out throughout the first quarter. And then she gets the most wide-open shot she's had, and she bricks it.
Very good athletically. I mean, really gets high on the jump shot, but just threw that one way too hard. First free throw for Sharon. Bounces off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Leaders. Now 5 seconds play to get it across the gate. Wide open under the basket is Wensing and misses. Easy two. Gets her own rebound up off the glass and down it at the buzzer. Wensing missed the easy one, but got the putback with the defense on her. We have played one quarter of basketball. It has been Quincy advantage thus far. A 10-point lead for the Blue Devils after one. It is Quincy 18, Galesburg 8. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Shop Menards Holiday Home Sale for big savings on all of your holiday needs. You'll find great deals on gifts, decorations, home decor, and much more. Protect your family with carbon monoxide alarms by Kidde. Choose from a fantastic selection all on sale. A plug-in model with battery backup is only $14.99. A battery-operated model with an easy-to-read digital display is just $19.99. Save big on Kidde carbon monoxide alarms, all on sale.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back here at Quincy High School, second quarter just underway. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson as a foul on a rebound by Paige Abel. Picked up her second. Myra Diggins goes to the free throw line for two shots. Missed the first one as the Streaks trail 18-8 after one quarter. Quincy playing a much more up-tempo style than what we have seen throughout the season thus far. Second shot for Myra. That one is up and good. And that is now 18 fouls on the Blue Devils. They run it down quickly, but a steal by Sadie Hamilton. As Eisenberg tried to get the pass over the top to Wensing, and Sadie snatched it out of the air. Sadie on the dribble gets Allison Mangieri. Right wing fires a three and got it. First basket of the ball game for Allison Mangieri. She hits a three for the right wing and make it 18-12. Quickly back the other way. Wensing loses the handle, and Jessica Lieber comes up with it. Her and Sadie Hamilton were both there, and now gets to Allison Mangieri. She'll go across midcourt right side, stop on the wing, gets to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key, Sadie Hamilton out high left side, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound to each point on the left side. Gets out to Jessica Lieber. Left wing fires a long three. It's short, and a rebound comes down to Dude for Quincy. his way to Leinert. Leinert's on the dribble across midcourt. Now her pass stolen away by Paige Creek. Now just to Jessica Lieber. Just across midcourt right side. Allison Mangieri thought about the long three right wing. Didn't fire. Just to Jessica Lieber. She fires a three, can't hit. And the rebound to Myra Diggins on the weak side. Myra puts it up, can't hit, but she gets hammered by Paige Abel. And that's a third foul on Abel. And Myra Diggins is going to go to the free throw line with two more shots for the streak as the post starting to pick up a little bit more.
Yeah, very good job right there by Myra. She not only went and did a good job getting on the weak side, but she's understanding her role. Her role when the 3-1 shots are going up is that she's got to find the open space on the floor, and she's got to migrate to it to try to get the rebound and hopefully work it back for the streak.
6:55 to play, first half. Streets trail 18-12. First free throw, no good. Myra has another as Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley have checked in for the Streaks. Second shot for Myra, up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Leinert for the Blue Devils. Full court pressure from the Streaks. This is Dade with it in the backcourt, trapped up. Now swings it out of bounds. Nobody was there. She threw it, tried to throw it cross court, and nobody was over there. Streaks get it back on a Quincy turnover. And, you know, Quincy was playing really up-tempo in that first quarter, but it's only honestly looking like they're a little bit fatigued.
Yeah, and the other thing that's going to end up wearing on them is if the Streaks keep getting these offensive rebounds like they have been, because that's just demoralizing when you do play defense and you have to play as hard as you do to defend the Streaks to watch the offensive rebound come back down and the Streaks to pick it right back up.
Casey Williams, right wing, gets to Sharon Diggins down in the right corner, trying to get it back to Casey Williams, but the ball was stolen away by somebody who is not on their roster, of course. They've got a number 23 out there. Could be Maggie Waters, but I'm not sure. They've got her listed as 22 on the roster, and now a foul call. The way, no, there wasn't a, it wasn't a foul.
Yeah, there was.
Okay.
They called a foul on Anderson.
That call for a reach. That is just the second team foul on the heels for Silver Streak. Now to Dade running down the court. Knocked away by Rainey Sibley. Dade gets it back and laid it up off the glass and got it. She's got eight, make it 20-12. Quincy.
Cheers, cheers. Penn, we missed one early on.
Okay.
Had to go check the bill on that one.
Now Sharon Diggins, three-pointer from the right corner. Chloe Anderson with the offensive rebound. Up off the glass and got it. Nice job again. Streaks dominating the offensive glass and make it 20-14. Now the inbound pass gets away and Dave tries to run it down on the sideline in front of the Streaks, but it goes out of bounds and the Streaks are going to get it back and bring it from three quarters court with 6:03 to play at the half, and they trail 20-14 as Paige Clink, Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, Emma Junk, and Hannah Smith check back in for Galesburg.
Yeah, and that's nine turnovers now on Quincy, and they just are starting to accumulate them, and with nine team fouls as well. This could be very favorable to the Streaks if they could keep being aggressive on the offensive end.
Paige Clink on the dribble across midcourt right side. Stops, gets to Sadie Hamilton, top of the key. Dribbles left down the left side of the lane. Left handed right up and good. First basket for Sadie. Nice move. Glad to see her go up with the left on that one. 20-16. Quincy.
She's very refined on the basket.
And guess what? Sadie Hamilton with a block shot and the rebound. Streaks on the run back the other way. Allison Mangieri with it out high right side. Gets to Paige Clink. Out of Sadie, top of the key. Acting out between the circles. Out high right side. To Emma Jump to Paige Clink. Give and go to Sadie Hamilton right side. Up off the glass. Rolls off too hard. Rebound comes down to Stephanie Wensing. Now Sadie with a steal. Paige Clink with it. Right wing. Stops. Gets to Sadie, top of the key. Fakes against Wensing, back to Paige Clink, out high on the right side. Paige looks over the defense, 5:21 to play in the first half. Now Emma Junk right wing, out high right side to Sadie Hamilton. Now Paige out high on the left side with it. Looks over the defense again, puts it on the floor, dribbles right, gets bumped, no call, gets to Allison Mangieri. Long three for the right wing is long, rebound on the weak side, knocked away from Hannah Smith. Emma Junk saves it inbounds, but Wensing comes up with it for Quincy. Now this is Weller on the run left side. No, this is Leinert, rather. And her shot is blocked by Hannah Smith. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound. Shortest play on the floor. Hannah Smith gets the block. Paige Clink. Allison Mangieri, right wing, back to Paige. By the three-pointers. Hammered? Are you kidding me? Paige got hammered on the three-pointers. They didn't call it. And Evan Massey has both hands on his head. Are you kidding me? Wow, I mean, absolutely got hammered, raked across both arms on the three-point attempt. And the officials just let the ball go out of bounds as they had one off of Emma Junk last. And Quincy will bring it. The fix of the court. How did you miss that one?
Yeah, just a terrible. Anna Leinert, just like you said, handcuffed both hands of Paige, and it caused the ball to go shooting out towards Emma.
Wow. So Quincy brings it the length of the court back in for the Streaks. Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, and Sharon Diggins. Here shield by Jessica Lieber, and Wensing misses the easy two, and as they go back to the Streaks, they'll play the length of the court as a rebound went off of Wensing after she missed the shot. and the Streets will bring him back. And, you know, Coach Ostnick said that the Wensing has been doing a pretty good job in the post for him, but big difference between her ability and that of Fletcher, as we got a foul on the inbound, as it was Taylor Eisenberg bumping Jessica Lieber from behind. So Jessica is going to go to the line with two shots now, as that's the 10th team foul on Quincy with 4:32 here to play in the first half, and Quincy leading 20-16.
That's three on Taylor Eisenberg, according to the scoreboard.
So Taylor Eisenberg with three, also Paige Abel with three. So two of their young guards with two fouls as Jessica Lieber steps and nails the first. Good to see that from Jessica Lieber. So it wasn't Maggie Waters who was in there with number 23 earlier, because she just came in, number 22. So the unknown Blue Devil.
I'll figure that out the next time out.
Second shot for Jessica Lieber, up and good. She's got 5 of 3 and a couple of free throws. And now,
yeah, Myra on a foul.
No. Brady Sibley calls for a hold on the inbound. Wow.
And a sarcastic cheer from the Quincy fans. Is that only the third foul on the streaks, and Quincy sits with 10.
Long down goal pass to Rachel, running down right side. Nearly traveled a little too hard with a layup. Rebound comes down to Weller, and she's fouled by Jessica Lieber. Nobody got a body on Weller as she came down with the offensive rebound. Another good athletic play by Dave, but she jumped way too far out and then tried to float to the basket and just put it off too hard.
Yeah, exactly. And that's tough. You're coming full speed, and when you move as fast as she is, you've got to learn how to just slow your upper body and your finger roll off.
It turns out to be a good foul by Jessica Lieber. That was her first, as Weller missed that first free throw. 4:26 to play. Streets now trailed by 2:20-18. They were actually down 18-8. At the end of the first quarter. Second shot is way short. Rebound comes down to Casey Williams. Actually, Gabe went over her back to tip it away, and Myra Diggins came up with it, gave it to Sharon. Now Jessica Lieber on high right side, near midcourt on the dribble, working against Taylor Eisenberg. Picks it up, gets to Casey Williams in the center circle. Casey had a save. Now it's going to be an over and back. Yeah. The Streets got themselves caught up too close to that pin line and digging up their dribble. Too close to the midcourt line.
Exactly. You hit exactly right, Tom. Jessica Lieber, picked up her dribble way too close to the sideline or the half court line, and it caused her to have to put the pass back to Chloe. Or excuse me, Casey Williams, and that wasn't any good either.
So now a steal by Taylor Eisenberg on the inbound after, and she pushed it up and in after. Dave had gotten a nice pass to Weller, who laid it up and in. Now Eisenberg with the easy two, and now it's quickly a 24-18 lead for the Blue Devils, and Streaks head coach Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout. We want to thank Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, and tonight we've made the trip in a certified pre-owned Nissan Altima. This is a 2011. One of the great things about this, 1.9% financing for 72 months during the month of December. This is a nice silver vehicle. This is the keyless starts and everything. Boy, this is a really push-button start. Really, really nice vehicle. Nice ride down here to Quincy. Boy, with the certified pre-owned benefits, 84-month, 100,000-mile warranty, 24-hour emergency roadside customer assistance, car rental reimbursement, and many other things we'll run down a little bit later. Check out the 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Altima at Galesburg Nissan. They are just off the square on North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg. Streets with the basketball. Sadie Hamilton drives down the left side. Left hand up off the glass and got it once again. Quickly back the other way. Blue Devils. This is Blade with a thin footer off the glass. High off the glass on the right side. She puts it up and in. And it's 26-20 Quincy. And now a steal on the inbound as Eisenberg knocked it away, but then Hannah Smith hit it last going out of bounds on the sideline, and the Blue Devils get it back on another Streaks turnover.
I'm almost thinking he's saying nobody hit because the ball's being put back on the baseline, which would mean that there's nobody would have to touch it.
So it would have to be our ball still then, right?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I don't know.
26-20 down on the block. This is Waters. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Rebound goes to the floor and is going to go off the foot of Waters last. Streaks of blame at the length of the court. 3:31 to play first half. Galesburg trailing 26-20.
Okay, missing player number 23 is MJ Garkey. G-A-R-K-I-E. G-A-R-K-I-E. MJ, okay.
Well, 23, I guess she should be MJ, shouldn't she?
Yeah.
Jessica Lieber checks back in for Galesburg. She's in with Sharon Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins. Oh, now we're going to have four new streaks come in. Emma Junk, Casey Williams, Allison Mangieri, Marissa Miller. They're in there with Jessica Lieber with 3:29 to play in the half as Wensing checks back in for Quincy, replacing Weller. 26-20 is a Quincy lead. Full court man-to-man pressure from the Blue Devils. Casey Williams to inbound. Nobody pressuring the ball. And it comes to Jessica Lieber working against Cade. Jessica on the dribble. Still trying to get Casey Williams stolen away by Eisenberg. Now the ball gets kicked away. It's going to go off of Lehner's last, and the Streaks will have it in midcourt. They're a quick team defensively.
Yeah, they're very quick, and they're doing a good job hawking the ball. But like you said earlier, is the speed going to end up tiring them out by the end of the game?
Casey Williams out near the center circle, gives him a jump right wing to Jessica Lieber. Jess down on the right block, tried to get it to Casey Williams. Looked like somebody had a hold of Casey's arm. She couldn't get a hold of the ball, and the Streaks turned it over. This is Lehner. It's on the run. Down the left side. Goes down to the left corner, now outside the three-pointer, now back to the wing, still on the dribble, now gets down to the right block to Cade. She puts it up off the glass and in.
Well, right there, Lehner threw herself in the corner, and the Streaks needed to put a trap on. They were too slow. Let Lehner come back out, and she made a great pass to Dade across the lane.
14 points for Dade, 28-20, Quincy, 2:49 to play first half. Now, wow, travel call on Jessica Lieber. Got tripped up going into the lane, and there was no travel. She went to the floor, and she had lost the ball by that time.
Well,
after the foul.
Yeah,
there was a call.
And if you're not going to call the foul, then give them the turnover because there's no travel.
So Quincy will bring up the length of the court as Clay Anderson, Paige Clink, Lainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Sadie Hamilton check back in. And for Quincy, Reller replaces Lehner. It's 2:47 to play first half, 28-20, the Blue Devils lead.
Well, the Streaks had a 10-2 run to start this quarter, but since it's been an 8-2 run by the Devils, Blue Devils, to push it back out to an 8-point lead.
Eisenberg on the dribble, knocked away from behind by Chloe Anderson, and Sharon Diggins comes up with it. Now Paige Clink. Paige on the dribble across midcourt left side, stops on the left lane, picks up, gives to Chloe Anderson, top of the key right wing to Lainey Sibley. Now out high left side, it goes to Sharon Diggins, dribbles right out to Lainey Sibley, thought about the three, but Garkey closed out on her, now gives to Sharon, now back to Rainey on the right wing, hands off to Sharon, she'll dribble baseline, stops, goes up off the glass, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Sharon runs it down on the left wing. Nice hustle by Sharon, nice move on the baseline, couldn't get the shot to fall. Tight rim down on that end. Three-pointer right wing by Rainey Sibley is off the front iron, no good, and a rebound comes down to Wensing. Now this is Dade, Dade on the run. Sharon Diggins back, and Dade lost the handle on it, knocked away from behind by Rainey Sibley. Great hustle by both Sharon Diggins and Rainey Sibley to get back there and stop Dade from getting another easy two.
Well, and that's the one thing you can always say about Rainey and Sharon on the floor is they're going full speed the whole time. They're to the quicker streak, so they get back down the floor defensively very quickly.
Back in, Emma Jones, Myra Diggins, Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri, and Jessica Lieber. And it comes to Taylor Eisenberg. Shot partially blocked by Danny Teal. Myra Diggins down with the rebound. Now Jessica Lieber down court. Allison Mangieri stops on the right wing. Back to Jessica Lieber. Stops it. She'll fire the three from the right side. And got it. Second three of the ball game for Jessica. And they get 28-23. Quincy, 1:45 to play in the half. Quickly back the other way. Dade overthrows Wensing, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. And Taylor Eisenberg just turned around to Coach Albnex, pulling on the jersey, saying, I want out. I'm tired.
Well, and a good job right there by the Streaks getting back. But Jessica Lieber, very nice move on that last three-point shot. Yeah, Tom, she could feel the pressure coming behind her. She had a Quincy Blue Devil trailing her on the play, so she did a shot fake. As the Blue Devil player flew by her, she reset and knocked down the three.
Now, Allison Mangieri stops on the right wing. Her three-pointer was long. Rebound weak side comes down to Danny Teal. And she missed a shot. Myra gets a second shot, puts it back up and in. I couldn't tell there from there. It was blocked by the Quincy player. It was Danny Teal on the initial shot. Myra with the rebound putback. It's 28-25. Quincy. Near steal by Allison Mangieri. This is Darkey. Gets to Wensing. Runs down left side. Puts it up off the glass. Almost too hard. But gets it up and in. Wensing with six. And they get 30-25. Quincy 1:13 to play first half. Jessica Lieber on the dribble, top of the key, runs right. Now a steal by Taylor Eisenberg. Eisenberg on the dribble left side and lost the handle on the pass, and the ball is going to go back. Ooh, they're going to say it went off Emma Jones. I don't think Emma Sessler, though. The official on the near side looked at the one on the far side. He's the one that made the call.
Yeah, and just a slight correction, that's Jordan Eisenberg for the last couple of plays. Taylor's been out with foul trouble. She's got three
Jordan
fouls.
12, Taylor's 10.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. But good job by the Streaks getting back, but unfortunately not able to get that ball back. A great play there by Jordan Eisenberg, though, to steal that ball from Justin Lieber. She just got better position and took the ball right out of her hands.
Now that time on the inbound, Jessica Lieber knocks it away, and a tie-up goes back to Quincy as Rainey Sibley, Katie Hamilton, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Jessica Lieber on the floor for the Streaks. inbound, stolen away by Chloe Anderson, and she traveled with it. They called it a double dribble. I didn't see that. I saw a travel. She picked up her pivot foot as she went between two Quincy defenders. Had she dribbled when she got the ball?
I
didn't think she had, but I mean,
you know,
it was travel.
Some people call it when that ball comes to you and you just knock it straight back down, they call that a dribble. It looked like she just couldn't catch it cleanly. But now 15 turnovers for the Streaks, and this is way too many for this ball club.
Inbound to Jade, running the left baseline. Nobody picked her up, and she gets an easy two up at end, 32-25. Quincy, 50 seconds to play the first half. Sadie Hamilton out between the circles, down high right side to Chloe Anderson, to Jessica Lieber, tried to get it back to Sadie on the give and go, but it gets knocked away by Lehner. Streaks will inbound on the far right baseline with 44 seconds to play in the half. Rainey Sibley will inbound. 32-25, Blue Devils.
Data is half of the 32 points for this Quincy ball club.
Sharon Diggins dribbles right baseline, stops, 10-footer with an air ball, rebound comes down on the weak side. Katie Hamilton dives after, will have another tie-up. This will go to the Galesburg Silver Streak, and they'll inbound from the left baseline now with 36.8 to play, trailing 32-25. Just one game for the Streaks this week, no Saturday game. Next Thursday night, back on the road up at Rock Island against the Rocks, who come into the night undefeated. Now the inbound, we've got a tie-up again. If Rainey passed it into too much traffic and Sharon not able to grab it cleanly and got tied up, and Quincy will bring it the length of the court.
Yeah, and Rainey's got to recognize that. She tried to throw a short bounce pass to Sharon, who's cutting in front of her. Just give her a chest pass. Give her a little flip so she can catch it chest level and take it right up to the rim.
The inbound comes to Dade, back to Lehner's across midcourt right side, watching the ball. She dribbles. Now goes left, and it's knocked away by Sharon Diggins. But Sharon's going to be called for the reach. That will be her first foul, I believe.
I don't think Lehner's knows how to dribble without going full speed ahead.
Yeah, she just absolutely kind of puts her head down and goes. She'll inbound from the far sideline here, midcourt, into the backcourt. It goes to Jordan Eisenberg. Lost a handle, now gets it back, gets to Lehner's, down the left corner, goes to Dade. Dade drives in the paint, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, no good, rebound weak side of Wednesday, can't hit, but she gets fouled from behind. I think it's going to go give, well, it's either Lieber or Chloe Anderson. We'll see which, no, goes against Chloe Anderson. That'll be her second foul, and Wednesday goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Another one of those issues we talked about up at Moline, Tom, was not boxing out, and unfortunately it looks like that's coming back to haunt the Streaks in this one as well, right there. Chloe didn't box out Wensing, and Wensing was able to just get the ball going straight up over the top of her and pull it down. So the Streaks have got to box out if they're going to be able to keep these Blue Devils off the boards, because they just have some more athletic players in the Streaks, and Wensing's just playing bigger than anybody else.
Yeah, Wensing at 6 foot, obviously physically bigger than anybody we've got. Missed the first free throw. Myra Diggins checks in, as does Paige Klink. They're in there with Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber, and Sharon Diggins. 15.4 seconds to play first half. Second free throw off the back iron. No. Rebound tipped out by Lehner. Jessica Lieber comes down with it for the Streak on the dribble of the backcourt. Gives to Sadie across midcourt. Has it knocked away. Ball goes into the paint, and it gets picked up by Garkey. Now quickly back the other way. This is Eisenberg. Drives down the right side. Runner up off the glass. That was Jordan Eisenberg. 1 second play. Streak won't even get a shot off. We have played one half of basketball. The Quincy Blue Devils in control. Streaks after trailing 18-8 at the end of the first quarter. They get it to 2 points, but Quincy goes on a run in the second portion of that second quarter. And at the half, it is Quincy 34, Galesburg 25. We will come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. We'll get a chance to run down our halftime stats, run down the halftime scoreboard, and more. At the half, it is Quincy 34, Galesburg 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Downtown, the mall, even Seminary Square. This Saturday, I'm going Christmas shopping. Getting it all done in one swoop. I'll be everywhere, but I won't be stressed out. Weather and traffic won't bother me, because I'm taking the bus. For $1.20, I'll ride in warm comfort all day. The bus gives me Christmas shop till you drop freedom.
52 Saturdays a year, you can ride the bus for $1.20. I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
The halls are decked with boughs of holly. Delight in all the trimmings at 6 Galesburg area homes for the annual Galesburg Civic Arts Center's Holiday Housewalk Tour this Saturday from 11 to 4. You'll be dazzled by each home's uniqueness and festive decor while helping to raise funds for our local arts center. Advance tickets are $12. Day of tickets are $15, so get your tickets early. To find out more, call the Galesburg Civic Arts Center at 342-7415 or visit galesburgarts.org.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is health.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Back at Quincy High School, Tom Eldefall with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime of the Galesburg Silver Streak. Trail the Quincy Blue Devils 44-25. Quincy was up 18-8 at the end of the first quarter. They jumped out to a 10-point lead. The Streaks had cut it to 2 early in the second quarter, but the Blue Devils go on another run themselves to take a 34-25 lead here at the half. Glad to have you on. Halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is Healthcare. Checking the halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Also in action tonight in the Western League 6, big contest between the United Township Panthers and the Rock Island Rocks, the two teams picked to possibly win the Western League 6 on the girls' side. Those two teams are hooking up tonight. Rock Island undefeated overall. Both teams 1-0 in the Western League 6. The Alamo Pioneers and Moline Maroons play tonight as well, which is also an interesting matchup between two pretty good teams. Everybody in the Western Big Six with a winning record. No team with a worse than 4-2 record as far as overall. Also, the Galesburg Silver Streak is actually going to be hosting the sectional this year. They've come out with tournament sites. Galesburg will host a sectional with regionals feeding in from Ottawa, Rock Island, Limestone, and East Peoria. The winner of the Galesburg sectional will play the same as last year, winner of the Hillcrest sectional, and a super sectional will be at Pontiac again this year. What a wonderful place that is, huh? Beautiful in late February, but hey, it would be nice to get there, though. That would be a nice thing. Also, on the upcoming schedule, Galesburg guys boys back in action tomorrow night. They will open up Western Big Six players. They play host to the Moline Maroons at John Field Gym. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have the action around 7:06 for the pregame tomorrow night here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The undefeated Illinois Fighting Illini basketball team will be in action on Saturday afternoon. They will take on Gonzaga. Isn't that game at the United Center again?
I believe so.
The United Center. And that'll be 2 o'clock start here on WGIL. Then the DHS boys back in action on Saturday night as they take on the Metamora Redbirds. That'll be around a 7:06 pregame again with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee Saturday night on WGIL and WGIL.com. We're at halftime. We will come back and run down our halftime stats with Quincy 34, Galesburg 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Bree loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Galesburg's Public Library offers the Teen Holiday Carathon, Saturday, December 10th. From 1 to 4, it's all about teens doing service projects like making no-sew blankets. Have fun and make a difference. For details, check the calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, cloudy skies, an overnight low of 28. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high reaching 43. And tomorrow night, cloudy, rain likely after midnight, with an overnight low of 30. On Saturday, chances for showers in the morning, then rain likely again in the afternoon. A high reaching 42. It's currently 36 degrees in downtown Galesburg. At Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime. news@WGIL.com.
In scoring by Jessica Lieber with 8 points, a couple of threes, 2 for 2 from the line, 4 points for Sadie Hamilton on a couple of baskets, 3 for Myra Diggins on a basket, 1 for 4 from the line, 3 points for Allison Mangieri on a 3, 2 for Emma Junk on a basket, 2 for Sharon Diggins, 2 for Chloe Anderson each on a basket, and Rainey Sibley from line. Tap, 6 apiece, Jordan Eisenberg and Stephanie Wensing, 4 points for Anna Lienertz, 2 points for Hannah Reller. The Blue Devils 0 for 4 from the free throw line. 4 for 9, is that right?
I had 4 for 8, but you might be right because I might have missed one.
Okay, so go ahead with the team stats.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that I wouldn't take these stats as official. Don't. All turnovers, streaks at 17, so obviously negative. Board 4 for the Quincy Blue Devils, shooting at 6 of 13 from inside the arc, 3 of 17 from downtown. The Quincy Blue Devils have not attempted a 3. They're 17 of 26 from the field, so 30% shooting for the streak, 65% shooting for the Quincy Blue Devils. Just a couple other key stats. Sadie Hamilton right now having a pretty complete game as she normally does. 3 blocks, 4 steals, and 6 rebounds to go with her 4 points.
Halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all Streaks Road games. Tonight we're driving a 72 months during the month of December. If you... if you purchase this car during the month of December. But certified pre-owned, a lot of things go along with that. Genuine Nissan parts, nationwide service locations, title guard plus title insurance, optional security plus pre-owned wrap contracts, trip interruption coverage, and a lot of things go along with being a certified pre-owned Nissan. Stop by Galesburg Nissan just off the square. Galesburg. Just underway, Streaks turn the ball over. Now they get it back in the backcourt. Paige Klink able to run it down as now she turns it over as Eisenberg on the steal. Dade with a rebound after Eisenberg missed, and she's got 18 now as Uriah Dade puts it up and in. Make it 36-25. Quickly back the other way. Long downcourt pass to Myra Diggins. She puts it up on the left side. Got it now 36-27. Quincy with the lead. Sadie Hamilton on the dribble. Top of the key. Left wing. Allison Mangieri, rather right wing. Allison fires a three. Nothing but net for Allison Mangieri. Her second of the ballgame. She's got 6 points. It's 36-30, Quincy. In it comes to Taylor Eisenberg, or rather Jordan Eisenberg, and she overthrows Lienert on the left side. Lienert hit the pads down on the head hard there. She's always going full speed, and she went full speed right into the pads there, like a center fielder that didn't know the warning track was there.
Yeah, she went full bore right into looks like she's going to be okay, though. She's getting up. She's going to come off now. Paige Abel's going to come back into the game for the Quincy Blue Devils. Streaks with a couple big steals here have been able to convert 36. The steal and then the score for the Streaks by Elsa Mangieri just a second ago.
Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, and Chloe Anderson. This is Rainey Sibley, left wing, out between the circles to Jessica Lieber. Now gives to Casey Williams, tap of the key. Now it's Chloe Anderson to Jessica Lieber. Casey Williams, give and go, right side. Nice pass from Jessica Lieber. Casey straight up with it up off the glass and gets her first basket, make it 36-32. Casey did a good job of not putting on the floor, made the catch, went straight up with it. Now a timeout called by Greg Altmick, and this is a 30-second, oh no, this is a full timeout. Full timeout, 6:38 to play here in the third quarter. It is Quincy 36, Galesburg 32. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I hated the dog sweater I wore in last year's family Christmas photo. This year, I'm more optimistic. Thorns expanded their line of new pet clothing. After making my selection from several hip new sweaters and shirts, I begged to browse the toy aisles to see what's new. The bird cat toys, caddy stacks, eco-friendly stackable boxes, Chuck It brand toys, fetch indoors. Oh boy, with so many Kongs, toys, and mouth-watering snacks, I think I'm going to hang two stockings up this year.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. Join Kyle Schatzberger, Jim Lee, and me tomorrow morning beginning at 5 for the latest in news, weather, and sports on the WGIL Morning News.
Oh, nice talk. Back at Quincy High School, 6:18 to play, quarter number three, Streaks trail 36-34 after a steal and layup by Jessica Lieber. Now the Streaks get it back on another steal. Sharon Diggins had it knocked away by Jordan Eisenberg, and the Streaks will inbound on their own right baseline. Hannah Smith will inbound. She's in there along with Emma Junk, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Klink, and Allison Mangieri for the Streaks, the taller lineup for the Streaks. We don't see Emma and Paige on the floor together that often.
No, not at all. That hopefully will work to the Streaks' advantage as well, though.
Turnover on the inbound. Hannah Smith tried to get into Sadie, into too much traffic. Now on the other end, Reller misses the easy two. And the Streaks have it. This is Paige Klink on the dribble across midcourt right side. Now picks up just to Sadie, top of the key. Sadie working against Dade. Fakes, drives down the right side. Splits the defenders up off the glass. That's good. Nice move by Sadie Hamilton against a much quicker Dade. Just blew right by her. Fake left, went right. Split a couple of other defenders. Now full court pressure. And it comes to Taylor Eisenberg. Back to her sister Jordan across midcourt left side. Left wing. This is Paige Abel with it on the dribble for Quincy. Now picked up. Now open under the basket, knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie saved it inbounds to Paige Klink. What a great defensive play as Eisenberg tried to get it to Abel or vice versa under the basket. And Sadie with a nice defensive play. The ball gets knocked away on the far sideline. Streaks will get it back with 5:33 to play. And we are tied at 36. First time we've been tied since 0-0. Is that correct?
Yeah, 100% correct.
Back in for the Streaks. Sharon Dickens, Myra Dickens, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, and Rainey Sibley. And it counts to Myra out between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Rainey. Rainey swings it over to Sharon on the left side. Goes down the key. Free throw line. Now to Rainey. Fires a three. Right wing. Off the back. No. Rebound to Myra on the weak side. Up off the glass. Can't hit. Sharon gets a rebound on the weak side. She can't hit, but she's fouled by Hannah Reller.
Look at the Diggins sisters going at it down there. Jeez.
So the Streaks with a chance to take the lead for the first time in the ball game as Sharon Diggins goes to the free throw line with two shots. That is the third foul on Hannah Reller for the Quincy Blue Devils. First team foul in the second half.
Sharon 0 for 1 so far from the free throw stripe.
And puts that one through. She's got 3 points, and the Streaks have their first lead of the ball game with 5:20 to play in the third quarter, 37-36.
Actually, first lead since it was 5-4 Streaks.
Oh, I forgot about the 5-4, yep. Second shot off the back iron, no good. Rebound tipped up by Myra Diggins, and
okay.
Stepping on the end line was, it was Reller going after it, and the Streaks are going to get it back, and Sharon Diggins will inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks.
Well, good job right there by Myra. She went after that rebound and had it in her hands, but Reller had to go out of bounds to try to take it away.
Three-pointer, Sharon Diggins, right baseline is no good. Weak side rebound, Casey Williams. Now, Jessica Lieber, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebound run down on the weak side by Sharon Diggins. Drives right baseline, leans in, up off the glass. No, Myra with the weak side rebound, up off the glass too hard. And the rebound comes down to Dade for Quincy. Both teams having trouble with the short shots off the glass and off the rim tonight.
Somebody tightened them before the night started.
Now Rainey Sibley with the steal. Streaks with numbers. Now Rainey will pull it out on the right wing. Lost the handle on left. Thought she got knocked over by Dade. No call. And Rainey may have tweaked her ankle a little bit, but she's up as five new Streaks will come in. Paige Klink, Danny Teal, Chloe Anderson, Emma Junk, and Allison Mangieri with 4:48 to play third quarter.
Yeah, the Streaks are doing a better job this half, really, of pressuring the ball handlers for the Blue Devils and not letting them get in their offense. Right there, Jordan Eisenberg tries to toss the ball inbounds and totally misses Dade. Dade cut back to the offensive end of the floor, and she threw it right out of bounds, so Streaks ball.
Danny Teal to inbound on the far sideline, and it comes to Paige Kling. Paige, cross-court pass to Chloe Anderson. She leans in, pick and roll on the right side, no good. Dade down with a rebound for Quincy. Outlets to Abel. Abel picks up, stolen away by Danny Teal. Danny into the paint, knocked away by Dade. Danny gets it back. Gives to Paige Klink on the left wing. Paige now to Emma Junk, top of the key, and she'll fire the long three. Off the rim, no. Rebound tipped out by Chloe Anderson. Chloe's going to get called for a push-off before she went for that rebound. Did have a hand on the back. Not much of a foul, but the hand was there, and the official saw it. And that, I believe, yeah, that's the third foul now on Chloe Anderson as Sharon Diggins, Hannah Smith, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, and Sadie Hamilton check back in for the Streaks. 4:26 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 37-36.
Boy, did Emma's eyes get big when she saw she had the wide open three. She kind of had to stare at the rim for a second. She couldn't believe she was that open.
Yeah, she hesitated, then finally decided to make the shot at a five-second call. Great job by the Silver Streak defense away from the ball, cutting down the passing lanes. Dade had no place to go with it. Streaks get it back on a Quincy turnover, and Rainey Sibley will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks.
That's the quickest count that we've seen all night, though.
That was a pretty fast one, wasn't it? And it comes to Sharon Diggins, left wing, penetrates, runner up off the back iron, and got it. Nice move by Sharon Diggins. Want to see more of that from her. 39-36 Streaks, quickly back the other way. Dade with a runner, too hard, rebound Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. Dade just gets going a little bit too fast, jumps too far out. Now Sharon Diggins, right wing, she'll stop and fire the three. Off the rim, no, rebound Hannah Smith. And it's knocked away from behind by Abel. Oh, wow. Hannah Smith got called for the foul. She got knocked to the floor from behind and gets called for the foul. Hannah had her hands on the rebound, and Abel went over her back from behind. That's actually unusual. Hannah Smith, not the shortest player on the floor.
No.
She's actually taller than Paige Abel. They're both listed at 5 foot. But Hannah looks to be maybe an inch taller.
Now,
steal by Sadie on the inbound, but she's going to get called for the travel.
Yeah, and that was a tough one for Sadie because she caught it with all of her momentum and then tried to do a spin dribble but didn't get the ball down on the floor in time.
Eisenberg, Taylor Eisenberg to inbound, passed in, now pass knocked away by Myra Diggins. And Myra got a kick out of that one even. It went right back at the... Went right back Eisenberg, and I thought that and Coach Massey's talking about the fact Eisenberg was moving on the baseline, and she should have been stationary. And Greg Altmix calls a timeout, wants to, I guess, draw up a play to try to get the ball inbound.
Well, you know, and right there, what Coach is saying is that Eisenberg moved backwards in an attempt to get some momentum going to throw the ball overhand. She tried to football pass it over the top of Myra, and that's kind of what Coach is saying. When you move, you have to stay stationary. It's like you picked up your dribble.
Yeah.
And basically what she did was she took a couple steps back and then tried to run into the throw.
Myra blocked it, nonetheless, like a good defensive lineman would do.
Looks like Julius Peppers coming over on a field goal right there.
4-1 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 36-39. If this time will be Anna Lehner's trying to inbound at 5-6.
Maybe a better option.
They have six players on four, and so Lehner has to go back to the bench. Well, that's one way to get it inbound. Having an extra player would help. So now this time it's going to be Jordan Eisenberg again to try to try to inbound. They've got them both listed at 5'6", but Lehner's looks at least an inch taller than
Eisenberg had her hair done up that day.
Inbound comes to Abel. She'll get it across midcourt right side on the dribble. Runs all the way down the right side. Nobody got to it, but Sadie Hamilton blocked the shot from behind. Got called for the foul. The official not in a good position to make that call.
You
had behind the play.
You had the official down on the baseline that was in perfect position to make that call, and I thought Sadie did a very good job. Now, mind you, Sadie's fouling Paige Abel, as you said, list at 5 feet tall. Sadie just went up over the top, put her hands over the top, and Abel shot right into it. I didn't see anybody.
So Abel goes to the free throw line. First shot, wow, hit nothing but glass on the left side. That wasn't near the rim at all. That was the first foul on Sadie Hamilton, 13th foul on the street, 3:54 to play third quarter. Galesburg leading 39-36.
I went to see Bradley play Wisconsin up at in Hoffman State at the Sears Center the other day, and I actually saw one of the Bradley players, Shayak, actually airballed the free throw in the first half.
Really? That's not good.
No,
not a D1. Yeah. Boy, the Big Ten fared very well in the Big Ten ACC challenge.
Yeah, very nice.
Second shot, no good, and Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound. Gets to Jessica Lieber. Down court it goes to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Step back three. Nope, she's on top of the line. It bounces off short. Rebound to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie put it on the floor, though. Lost the handle on it, and it's stolen away by Abel. Now it gets to Lehner. It's running down the left side. Goes to the left corner. Left baseline now kicks it across to Waters. Her shot is up and no good. And now she gets it back on the rebound on the putback, and a foul is going to be called. Is this against Sadie again?
No, it's going to go against Myra. But I thought the same thing happened there. Myra was straight up and down. Waters shot the ball into her hands, and it was the same official that made the call, wasn't it?
I believe so. Now Waters goes to the free throw line with two shots. Now 14 fouls on the streak with 3:32 to play here in the third quarter. First shot in and out, no good. Neither team shooting well from the line, but Quincy worse. They haven't made one yet.
They're pitching the perfect game right now.
3:31, third quarter. Streaks lead 39-36. Then for Galesburg, it's Marissa Miller, Casey Williams, Allison Mangieri, Emma Junk, and Jessica Lieber. Second shot is up off the back iron, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Waters able to run it down on the right wing. Now on the block, it goes to Winsing. Spins in the paint. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. Boy, it looked like she got all ball again, but Casey gets called for the foul that time. That's one you're probably not going to get that call because Winsing's in there at 6 feet tall, and Casey at, about 5'7". But looked like she got her hand on top of the ball, though.
And again, the same official.
So Winsing now goes to the free throw line with two shots. And that one's off the back iron, no good. Five team fouls on the streak. One on Quincy here in the third quarter. 3:26 to play. And, boy, turning out to be a long game. We actually got started on time just about. And the second shot is break, no good. Casey Williams down the rebound. Outlet to Jessica Lieber. She'll bring it across midcourt left side. Jessica on the dribble between the circles. Stops out of the key. Gives to Allison Mangieri. Long three-pointer right wing. Fades off, no good. Just about fell. And now, wow.
Same official.
Okay, Marissa Miller brought the rebound down. And
no, they're going to call this on Casey.
Bro.
Casey was behind, I believe it was Lienert, but I didn't think Casey made any contact much at all.
Well, now Quincy will bring her length to the court. Inbound comes to Abel. Traveled, no call. She came up and down with it again, no call. Now this is Waters. Gets to Jordan Eisenberg on the left wing. Now this is Lienert, runs down, gets to Winsing down on the right block. She lays it up and in. They get 39-38, 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with the lead. Quickly back the other way. Emma Junk under the basket, kicks out to Marissa Miller. Her three-pointer's an air foul. Rebound on the weak side. Comes down to Eisenberg, off to Abel. Now it's Gill in the backcourt. And getting knocked to the floor was Marissa Miller, but finally coming up with the basketball was Casey Williams for the streak. Now Jessica Lieber has it knocked away. Now goes to the floor, and Casey Williams is going to get called for a foul, and there was bodies flying everywhere. I think Casey got hit in the face that time. I think she took a shoulder right in the eye or across the nose or something, and She's in a little bit of pain now, and now Quincy is in the bonus for the rest of the ball game with 2:40 to play here in the third quarter. I'm not sure how that foul got called after all the contact on both ways on that play there.
Well, and this is kind of a reverse of what happened in the first half.
Yeah.
The first half, the Streaks got to the bonus with only two team fouls for Quincy. Now it's the Blue Devils getting to the bonus with the Streaks only having only one foul on Quincy at this point.
So Paige Abel, the 5-foot junior, goes to the free throw line for the Blue Devils. 2:40 to play, third quarter, 39-38 Streaks. Free throw no good. Sadie Hamill's down with a rebound. She's in with Chloe Anderson, Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, and Rainey Sibley. This is Paige. On the dribble, between the circles, hands off to Sadie. Sadie dribbles right, getting bumped, no call, spins into the paint, puts it up, gets sandwiched between the two players, no call. Now we're going to get an over the back against, who are they going to call it on? They're looking at each other. It was one thing that went over the back, and that's who the call is going to go against finally. I'm not sure what the argument was there, because it was obviously Wensing over the back, and she picked up, let's see, that is just her first foul on the night, and the second team foul on the Blue Devils is Rainey Sibley inbound from the right baseline for the three. And it comes to Sharon Diggins, drives right baseline, kicks out to Chloe Anderson on the right wing, top the key, Paige Klink with a three. Oh, boy, I'll put it out. Off the back iron, no good, and now losing the rebound was Waters, and the Streaks will get it back on the left baseline this time with 2:18 to play in the third.
Well, I'm going to request that the Eisenberg girls both wear name tags for you next time, because you've got Jordan and Taylor all confused.
Good thing we're not at Quincy Station. Somebody would probably be mad. Now Paige Klink, three-pointer from the right wing. In and out, no good. Right on target, in and out. And the rebound comes down to Waters. She gets tied up by Sadie Hamilton, and the possession arrow points toward Quincy with 2:08 to play here in the quarter. And the Blue Devils will have to bring it the length of the court as Reller checks in and replaces Waters. 39-38 Streaks lead.
Beauty of radio, though, partner.
What's that?
Beauty of radio,
exactly.
Though, partner.
That is true. That is true. Especially when you're on the road.
Yeah.
Nobody really sees what you're talking about here. Long down court pass. Reller runs it down. Nice pass to Wensing on the left block. And she almost was saving the inbound to get it to Wensing. And she puts it up and in and make it 40-39. Quincy retakes the lead. Paige Klink out near midcourt on the dribble. Has it stolen away by Jordan Eisenberg. She runs it down the right side. Lays it up too hard. And a rebound to Sadie Hamilton. Now Paige Klink with it in the backcourt. Back to Sadie across midcourt in the center circle. 1:48 to play. Sharon Diggins drives right baseline, gets bumped, not much, by Anna Lehner. So Lehner's picks up the foul, and that is going to be her second foul, I believe, with 1:44 to play here in the third quarter. And the Streaks trailing 40-39. 13 foul now on the Blue Devils as Danny Teal, Myra Diggins, Emma Junk, Jessica Lieber, and Allison Mangieri check back in for Galesburg.
What I would like to see right there is Sharon do a shot fake, because I she got by Lehner, but it would have been a lot cleaner if she could have gotten Lehner in the air.
Jessica Lieber tries in the paint, pulls up, jumper from 10 feet is up and good. She's got 12, make it 41-43. Now Jessica Lieber with a steal, trying to get it to Myra on the block, knocked away, goes to the floor. A scrum, finally Myra picks it up, left side up off the glass, and got it. Had to jump over the top of Emma Junk and not land on top of her. 7 for Myra, make it 43-40 Streaks, and now a bump foul on the inbound is going to be called against Danny Teal with 1:22 to play third quarter.
But you got to like the intensity the Streaks have, even though they've committed 8 fouls now in this half. The Streaks have done a great job of going after the ball and really making these Quincy Blue Devils work. And I guess the other benefit right now is that Quincy still has not hit a free throw in 7-11 attempts.
Wow. So now at the free throw line, it is Dade as Sharon Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Rainey Sibley, and Chloe Anderson are back in along with Jessica Lieber. First shot is up off the back iron. No good, and the rebound comes down to Chloe Anderson. Chloe to Sadie, 1:18 to play third quarter, 43-40 Streaks. Sadie getting pushed all the way down the floor by Dave. No call. Finally gets it across midcourt. Stops at the free throw line. Kicks out to Chloe Anderson. Three-pointer out high left side is no good. Rebound off of Dave's hand. Finally, Eisenberg runs it down, gets tied up, and no call. Now Eisenberg threw it out of bounds. Streaks are going to get the ball back. I'm actually kind of glad, I guess, that they didn't call the tie-up because as Eisenberg was trying to rip it away, she lost the handle on it and went out of bounds.
Chloe Anderson shoot that last three?
Yes. So Rainey Sibley will inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks, 1:03 to play third quarter. And it comes to Chloe Anderson. Now top of the key, it goes to Jessica Lieber. Right baseline is Sharon Diggins. Drives baseline, stops, kicks back out. And it's going to go into the backcourt, and Jessica Lieber tried to save it. She couldn't get to it.
And just as she always does, going all out, dove after that ball to keep it in bounds. That's the one you just... I appreciate the hustle, but don't get hurt, Jessica, going after a ball that's clearly going to be in over the back, over and back.
Good hustle, though. Streaks turned over, 54.2 to play. Now driving down, it is, oh, wow. Hannah Ruller, and Sadie Hamilton goes straight up and gets called for the foul.
Well, and what drives me nuts on that one especially is that Ruller jumped into her, and actually I think the only thing that hit Sadie was the ball, because she was holding the ball about neck level and just kind of pushed it right into Sadie.
52.2 to play. Hannah Ruller at the free throw line and makes the first free throw of the night for the Blue Devils.
And a sarcastic cheer from the crowd about that.
43-41 streaks lead. Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton on the floor for Galesburg. 43-41 streaks lead. Second shot is away. That is no good. Rebound to Sadie. Sadie on the dribble in the backcourt. Gives now to Jessica Lieber. She'll bring it across in the center circle. Right baseline to Sharon. Back to Jessica Lieber. Right wing fires a high arcing three. It's no good. Rebound comes out long to Jordan Eisenberg. Now this is Dade. Runs it down the right side. Runner up and blocked by Jessica Lieber. A late whistle. And Jessica Lieber gets called for the foul.
Now the streak's a double bonus before the fourth quarter.
36.7 to play. Yeah, 36.7 to play in the quarter. And now 10 team fouls on the streak. Second foul on Jessica Lieber. So Dade goes to the free throw line with two shots. And that was another one. She just kind of went flying in there out of control. Had no chance of making that shot. And then late whistle, Jessica Lieber called for the foul. Dade at the free throw line. First one is up. No good off the back of the rim.
This might actually be the best strategic play in the streak they have right now. Just
keep fouling.
The good thing is you have such a deep roster, you can just keep flying people in there. Nobody in terribly too much foul trouble right
now. Casey Williams and Chloe Anderson with three for the streak. So Dade makes the second. She's only got 3 points in the third quarter after scoring 16 in the first half. Jessica Lieber has it knocked away from behind. Sharon Diggins is tied up with Dade with 31 seconds to play. And nobody warned Jessica that somebody was coming from behind to knock
it
away.
And also, I think Coach wasn't very happy with how quick Jessica came in right there. I think he wanted her to give the ball up and run some offense.
And down it would be Sharon Diggins from the left baseline. Head comes to Paige Link back to Sharon on the in the corner, getting bumped by Dade. No call. This is not going to get a five call. She's not careful, and there it is. As the ball comes to me, and I'll make a dribble and pass the assist. Caught the pen, though.
That's some Globetrotter stuff over here.
I'm telling you, I should have put it up and spun it on my pen.
There you go.
23.4 to play here in the third quarter. Streak lead 43-42. And it comes to Jordan Eisenberg on the run left side. Gets it up off the glass and good. He's got eight, and Quincy takes the lead, 44-43. Quincy back the other way. Sharon Diggins up off the glass and got it, and she's fouled from behind by Maggie Waters. So Sharon Diggins gives the streak the lead, 45-44. Sharon with a chance at the three-point play.
You got to appreciate the fact that Sharon just keeps shooting the ball. She's having a tough night, 3 of 14 from the field, and 1 of 3 from the free throw line, but she's taking it to it. And, you know, if she's going to be a big-time scorer on this team, like she's shown the potential to be, you can't stop shooting even on your worst night.
7 points for Sharon on three baskets and a free throw, and the free throw is no good. Myra has the rebound go off her hand. Randy Sibley comes down with it, but she gets fouled, and this one's going to go against Hannah Reller, and that's her fourth foul.
Well, and the great thing is that this official that keeps making all the foul calls in this quarter has got to have the worst positioning every time. Right there, there's no way he saw anybody hit Rainey, because Rainey was on the other side of Waters, and I couldn't even see her, and we're standing right next to where the official was.
Rated inbound, and it comes to Sharon on high right side to Jessica Lieber between the circles. She'll stop and fire the three, top of the key, good! Third of the game for Jessica. Make it 48-44, 1 second of play. Dade doesn't even pay any attention to the clock. She dribbles it out, trying to get all the way to the basket. No good clock management there for the Blue Devils. And the streak head into the fourth quarter. It is Galesburg 48, Quincy 44. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, this is Mandy Anderson from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg Ag Leadership Class is having a chili cook-off and silent auction on Saturday, December 17th in the Kensington Ballroom from noon to 3. Enjoy a silent auction with all proceeds helping the Angel Tree Kids. More details at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Sign up to win a WGIL Christmas card with a $100 gift card inside. Register at one of our participating merchants to win their gift card. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Okay, thank you. All right. Bye.
back here in Quincy, coming out of, into the fourth quarter. The Streaks have taken the lead 48-44. A good quarter by the Streaks. They put up 23 points, limiting Quincy to only 10. However, the story, I think, coming into this one, Tom, is going to be the fact that the Streaks have committed 10 fouls already, so Quincy's in double bonus.
But the good news for the Streaks, though, Quincy has only hit 2 free throws to the basketball game, so that's helpful.
Yeah, especially when you've taken 14.
Quincy with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. On the floor for the Streaks, Rainey Sibley, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, and Sadie Hamilton. Inbounding will be Taylor Eisenberg for the Blue Devils. Then it comes to Jordan Eisenberg on the dribble to Taylor. Taylor on the dribble on near first court, working against Myra Diggins. Now she traveled, no call, backdoor pass to Dade. Now she gets to Lensick, and I think Sharon Diggins is going to get called for the foul.
Same official again.
I
think he forgot his whistle in the locker room in the first half, because he definitely found it here in the second half.
So going to the free throw line will be Stephanie Wensing with 2 shots. She is 0 for 4 on the night. She's got 10 points. Streaks lead 48-44, 7:48 to play in the ball game. Kind of a weird style there. She hits the first one, kind of like pulls it down in front, then straightens her arm up and brings it up, and then cocks her elbow down and then shoots it.
Yeah.
Interesting form.
Definitely an interesting form. But after you go 0 for 4 in your first 4, I'm sure that you have to try something.
48-45, Streaks lead. Second one is up, and hey, she hits 2 in a row. That is the first for the Blue Devils in this game tonight.
And she's doubled the output.
Yeah, she's going to go to the bench now as checking in. It'll be Waters coming in and replaces Wensing. Now it's Paige Klink to Rainey Sibley. Over through her. Those Streaks turn it over with 7:44 to play. Streaks leading 48-46. You know, a lot of up-and-down action, very low scoring, though, for as much as the teams have gotten up and down, but that's just a lot of missed shots, I guess.
Well, and that in turnovers, I mean, yeah. Right now the Streaks are at 25 turnovers and 10, 14, 26 for the Quincy Blue Devils, so we've seen 50-plus turnovers in this game already.
This is Anna Lienert in the backcourt, gets it across finally to Waters, and her pass stolen away by Sadie Hamilton. So another Quincy turnover, 7:32 to play in the ball game.
I have that 9 steals for Sadie.
Wow. That would not surprise me. Sadie, top of the key, dribbles left, gets picked from Allison Mangieri. Now into the paint, then lost a handle on it, and Dade comes up with a steal. Dade on the dribble down the right side. She's going to jump way outside the lane. A runner is no good. And a charge call. Nice job by Myra Diggins. Everybody in the gym knew that Dade was going to jump way too far out, and she was probably 5 or 6 feet out of the paint when she jumped that time. Myra got there and took the charge. Nice job by Myra Diggins.
Quincy faithful, not too happy with that call, but I thought it was pretty blatantly obvious that call was going to be coming. I mean, that was one of those ones where you see the person taking the charge has been there so long they grew roots.
So the Streaks get it back on the turnover as well, and the jump, Chloe Anderson.
You thought about it.
Jessica Lieber. Now Jessica fires a 3 right wing. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Waters, who pushed off of Chloe Anderson. Now quickly back the other way. This is Taylor Eisenberg, now tap the key. Lehner drives to the paint, knocked away. Jessica Lieber comes up with it as she took it away from Hannah Smith there. Now it's Sharon Diggins with the tap of the key. Sharon lost the handle on the dribble. Lehner has it, runs it down the left side, knocked away from behind by Jessica Lieber.
This is getting very sloppy right now.
So the Blue Devils will have it with 6:46 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 48-46. Lehner inbound from the left baseline for Quincy. Out between the circles, it comes to Paige Abel. On the block, ball knocked away from behind by Emma Junk, and Sharon Diggins comes up with it. Sharon, right wing, stops, hesitation, dribble, pulls it back out, gives to Jessica Lieber, right wing. Now, top of the key, Emma Junk, out high left side to Hannah Smith, who had the backdoor pass to Emma Junk, missed her. Now, Sharon runs down the right side, gets past the defender in the air, can't hit the shot, and the rebound's going to go off of Waters' last, and the Streaks will have it on their own left baseline, as we'll have a line change for Galesburg. Danny Teal, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Allison Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton check in with 6:26 to play. Streaks lead 48-46.
I actually thought that one looked like it went off Emma.
That's what I thought,
she
too.
She looked to be the only one that touched that ball, but Streaks will take it.
Danny Teal inbound from the left baseline. Out of counts, top of the key to Paige Klink. Actually had to run it down in the center circle. Gives to Sadie Hamilton out high left side. Sadie dribbles left, gets past Wensing, puts it up, gets hammered, and the foul's going to go against either Garkey or Wensing.
Let's go with Wensing. I like Wensing. Nope.
No, it goes against MJ Garkey. So Sadie Hamilton goes to the free throw line with 2 shots. 16 fouls now on, or that's the seventh now on Quincy, so the Streaks will be shooting free throws from here on out, 6:16 to play.
Maybe somebody who spends a lot of time during the game at the free throw line, but this game, this is only her first time to the free throw line.
Ooh, that one didn't look good for her. If she's off, she's usually way closer than that one. Just she was off to the right on that one.
Off to the right and off the crooks of the rim.
6:16 to play, 48-46, Streaks lead. Sadie Hamilton to the free throw line. Eyes the second. This one is up. And in and out, no good. Myra Diggins off at the rebound. Can't get it up. Too far into the basket. Now Sadie Hamilton with another one. And she gets fouled again by Darkey. Sadie's going to go back with two more cracks at it.
Well, Myra needs to finish on that one. But positive thing, that's her sixth offensive rebound of the game. She's done a great job of attacking the rim on the offensive end.
So Sadie with two more shots at it. That second one was in and out. Right on target. 6:12 to play. 48-46 Streaks lead.
Wait, 6 points for Sadie.
First shot is up, and that one is good.
There's seven.
49-46 Streaks lead. I think what happened when Myra got that offensive rebound out, her momentum kind of took her under the basket.
Yeah.
She tried to go straight up with it, and the shot kind of went straight up and couldn't get it up over the front of the rim.
You're right. That's one of those ones where she almost needs to take a power dribble, square herself up, and go right up and finish.
Second shot for Sadie up and in. Make it 50-46 Streaks. Leaner on the run down the right side. Gets it to Abel. And the right corner. The shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton as Abel tried to put that one up. Sadie couldn't block that one up and bring it down. That one actually went out of bounds on the block. I think that was just from the momentum of the ball coming off her hand.
Yeah, it was, yeah, like you said. And realistically, she had to go get that one pretty high.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like she could get over the top of the ball either.
So Leaners will inbound on the far sideline. 6:03 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 50-46. Paige Klink, Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal. As the inbound pass goes off of the rim, and Allison Mangieri comes up for the Streaks. Now Paige Klink across midcourt gets between the circles to Sadie Hamilton. She'll hand off to Myra Diggins, now to Paige on the right wing. Outside of the key, Allison Mangieri fires a three, bounces high, and oh, no good. Thought it was going to go through the second time. Danny Teal off the rebound, can't hit. Second shot up and no good. Or actually got tied up the second time around by Abel. And
I got to call it a jump ball, yeah.
Possession of points toward the Streaks. As five fresh bodies come in, it's Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, and Randy Sibley for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 5:44 to play. Sharon will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Randy Sibley on high left side. Back to Sharon, left baseline, fires the three, off the rim, no. Rebound down to Jordan Eisenberg, who's back in for the Blue Devils. Eisenberg in the backcourt, trapped up by Randy Sibley, and Sharon Diggins gets it off to Taylor Eisenberg. She'll bring it across midcourt. Now gets to Date on the right wing. She'll fire the three-pointer off the back. No. Rebound knocked away from Jessica Lieber. Casey Williams comes up with it to Sharon Diggins. Runs down the right side against Taylor Eisenberg up off the glass short. Chloe Anderson with the rebound. There's that power dribble up off the glass. No, but she gets fouled from behind by Paige Abel. Another offensive rebound for the Streaks. And Chloe Anderson goes to the free throw line with two shots. Foul went, I think it was Abel. Does go against Paige Abel. That is her fourth foul. 18 fouls on Quincy, 5:17 to play, 50-46 Streaks. Chloe Anderson at the free throw line. First one is up and perfect. 3 points for Chloe, 51-46. 5:17 to play. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. Their Western Big Six Conference opener, John Field Gym. They'll host the Moline Maroons tomorrow night. Should be a fun game. Brad Bevenowitz and Jim Lee will have it for you. 7:06 for the pregame here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Second free throw, no good. Chloe gets in there, rips the rebound away from Wensing, puts it up, couldn't hit, but got fouled by Wensing, so Chloe goes back to the free throw line for two more shots.
I have that as 31 offensive rebounds now.
Wow.
Streaks.
Second foul on Wensing. 10 team fouls now on both teams. First shot for Chloe off the back, no. 5:15 to play in the ballgame. 51-46 is the Streaks lead. Streaks without a field goal yet here in the fourth quarter. They've got three free throws so far.
Streaks need to hit these free throws to ice this game. If you're going to put this game away, you're going to have to hit your free throws. Otherwise, Quincy's going to stay with you.
Chloe hits the second, make it 52-46. In the backcourt, Garkey brings it across the front court and loses the dribble. Actually, I think it was knocked away by Jessica Lieber. Goes down off the baseline, and Quincy will have it under there as Paige Klink, Allison Mangieri, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, and Hannah Smith check in for the Streaks. Leaner's back in for Quincy as she replaces Garkey. 5:10 to play. Leaner's will inbound from the right baseline for the Blue Devils. In it comes to Dade on the block, knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. And now coming up with a page. No, no. He got called for a double dribble. I don't think that happened. It got knocked away from her.
Yeah, and I don't think that official saw that it got knocked away from her, because it did look suspicious because she was dribbling, yeah. Then picked it up and started dribbling again. But it was definitely knocked away, I think, by Jordan Eisenberg.
So Quincy gets it back on the far sideline near midcourt. Leaner's inbound. 5:05 to play in the ball game. And it comes to Taylor Eisenberg. Now Lensing to Jordan Eisenberg. Left block. Gets it up off the glass.
She barely beat Sadie right there, who got up there for the block.
52-48 streak. Sadie Hamilton right of the center circle. 4:51 to play. Now a steal by Jordan Eisenberg. And Myra Diggins knocks it away from her. The ball goes out of bounds in midcourt. And the Blue Devils will inbound from there.
That was actually a bad pass by Sadie. She was trying to get it to Myra, but just too lackadaisical with it. And Jordan Eisenberg's overplaying the passing lane. A good job by Myra just laying out to knock the ball out of bounds because there wasn't a breakaway.
Now
a
steal in the backcourt by Allison Mangieri. Crossover dribble into the paint. Can't hit the layup. Myra down with a rebound. Gets fouled and no call. Wow. You can't tell me Taylor your Eisenberg is going to block Myra's jump shot. Now the ball goes into the backcourt. And that should be an over and back and not called. Thank you. Now the official makes a late call after Evan Massey and Andy Allison and Mike Rux all jump up off the streak bench. And the over and back is called because no streak had touched that ball. It was actually shaved in bounds down on the baseline by one of the Blue Devils. Went into the backcourt and over and back called. Streak hit it in front of their own bench.
Tom, I think the official had that the whole time. He was just taking his time, making sure that everybody got collected. And
she had it. Now a foul on the inbound as Jessica Lieber is held by
Jordan
Eisenberg. That'll be her second foul, so Jessica Lieber will get two cracks at it with 4:32 to play in the ballgame. Streaks with a four-point lead, 52-48. Jessica Lieber, 15 points on the night for the Streaks.
Both teams in the double bonus.
First shot is up and in for Jessica Lieber. Third free throw she's made tonight, make it 53-48 Streaks. Emma Junk, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Danny Keel on the floor with Jessica Lieber. Second one up and good. Jessica Lieber, who has struggled this year for the free throw line, 4-for-4 tonight. Now it's Keel on the inbounder, stocked away. And the Blue Devils will inbound again from just in front of us. 4:31 to play in the ballgame, 54-48 Streaks. Leaner inbound. Over the top, into the backcourt, and it's stolen away by Jessica Lieber to Sharon Diggins, right wing. Sharon drives baseline, pulls back out, gets to Jessica Lieber on the wing. She'll penetrate right side, laying up off the glass, and got it. Nice move by Jessica Lieber. Put the defenders, got the easy shoot, 56-48. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the streak. Near steal at midcourt. This is Jordan Eisenberg, runs it down the paint, scoops it up off the glass, no good. And a rebound comes down to Jessica Lieber. Picks up her dribble, gets to Emma Junk, right back to Jessica Lieber in the backcourt, working against Eisenberg. 4 minutes to play. Jessica has the ball knocked away, picks it up in the center circle looking for help. And timeout called by Streaks head coach Devin Massey. And this is going to be a full timeout. We will take one as well. 3:59 to play in the ballgame at Galesburg 56, Quincy 48. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Sir, stay with us, sir.
Doctor, is he going to be okay?
What happened to put him in this condition?
He went out to get the mail, opened the power bill, and then collapsed.
I've seen a lot of this lately. High power billitis.
When you suffer from high power bills, there's only one person who can save you. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Power bills that make you sick are indicative of a serious but curable condition. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Hi, this is Brian Barnhart. Tune in for Fighting Illini Basketball Saturday as Illinois takes on Gonzaga on WGIL.
Back at Quincy High School, 3:59 to play in the ball game. The Streaks lead 56-48. Tom Aronoff along with Eric Gibson. Quincy, the Streaks will have the ball at midcourt. On the floor, it's Myra Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Sadie Hamilton, Allison Mangieri, and Paige Plink. Rainey will inbound from the far sideline. And it goes in the backcourt to Paige Plank. Paige across midcourt in the center circle, gives to Sadie out between the circles, out high right side to Myra Diggins, right wing. Paige Clink, top of the key, Allison Mangieri, left wing to Rainey Sibley. Out high right side to Paige Clink, right wing, it goes to Allison Mangieri, puts on the floor, now gets to Paige out high right side. Now high post at the right elbow, tried to get it to Sadie Hamilton, overthrew her, and Jordan Eisenberg comes up with it for Clint. He gets to Leaner in the backcourt. Now Eisenberg gets it across midcourt, long downcourt pass, goes under the basket. That's Taylor Eisenberg. Misses. Oh. Rebound comes down to Sadie, and Taylor Eisenberg had a hold of Sadie's arm. No call. Puts it back the other way.
The pure hustle right there by Sadie to keep that ball alive and then get it in her possession.
Wow. Now Rainey Sibley missed a three, and it was Myra Diggins with the rebound. The putback was no good because she had Eisenberg hanging on her arm, and there was no call. Quickly back the other way. A missed shot on the other end by Quincy. Sadie Hamilton with another rebound for the streak. This is Sadie, top of the key with it, looks over the defense, getting pushed and no call. There we go. Thank you very much. As Paige Abel had her arm and was pushing Sadie the whole time, they finally make the call. Sadie goes to the free throw line with two shots, 3 minutes to play in the ball game, and that is the fifth foul. So Paige Abel disqualified from the game with 3 minutes to play, and the Streaks leading 56-48. Sadie Hamilton with a chance to give the Streaks a 10-point lead.
Paige Abel fouls out, no points, no rebounds, and was 0 for 3 from the free throw line.
Araya Dade will replace her. Dade with a huge first half. She had 16 points, only 3 in that third quarter, and has not scored here in the fourth quarter. Sadie Hamilton at the free throw line, 2 shots. First one is up, off the back iron, no good.
You know, Sadie, usually one of the team leaders in scoring most every game, has had it tough in this one. Only, 8 points in the game for her. But, geez, she's still up the stat sheet. She has 16 rebounds. She has 9 steals, and she has 4 blocks.
Second one for Sadie is up, and this one is good. Make it 57-48, 3 minutes to play. Rainey Sibley in, Chloe Anderson, Shalon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Sadie Hamilton. As Rainey knocked it away on the far sideline, and Quincy will have to bring it from three-quarters court, leaner to inbound. And it comes to Taylor Eisenberg, runs it down the right side, scoops it off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped out long by Reller, has to save it inbounds, and it goes to Dade, gives to Lehners out left of the center circle. Lehners on the dribble, left wing, goes left baseline to Taylor Eisenberg. Now gets on the right block to Jordan Eisenberg, pass knocked away, Eisenberg gets it back, and her shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Chloe Anderson comes up with it for the three. Gives to Jessica Lieber in the backcourt. She'll bring it across right at the center circle. Now picked up. Looks for some help. Gives to Chloe Anderson left of the center circle. 2:30 to play. Now Jessica Lieber gets it over the top to Sadie Hamilton. In the paint, thought she may have traveled. No call. Misses the shot. And a rebound comes down to Reller. Outlet goes to Jordan Eisenberg. Runs it down the left side. And what great hustle by Rainey Sibley. It looked it was a 2-on-0 break for Jordan Eisenberg and Dade. And Rainey Sibley got back to Dade, or rather Eisenberg, rather than shoot the shot, decided she was going to pass it to Dade. Rainey Sibley got there and knocked it away.
Yeah, a very good hustle by Rainey. But the Streaks just playing hard again. What? I don't know where that called. They're going to call the foul on Myra. But what happened right there was Hannah Reller just was backing in, almost posting Myra up and pushing her backward.
Wow.
I don't know where Myra was just kind of taking the contact, and she gets called for the foul.
Wow.
And it was, if you will, the state official.
Official. And that so barely drew iron. No good. First one by Reller. Wow, that was, that was really
strange. Well, I thought I saw it the whole time. I never saw Myra's hands go around or anything, and they called her for a hold.
Second free throw no good, and the rebound, I think they're going to say went off the hand of Sadie Hamilton. Everybody, all of the Quincy players, everybody, they looked and said, what is the whistle blowing for? I don't think anybody thought there should have been a foul called on that one. That was the third foul on Sadie, by the way. 2:16 to play. Dade has it out high right side, gives to Lehners a long three-pointer out in Jessica Howard range. No good, and the rebound comes down to Sharon Diggins. Outlet to Jessica Lieber. 3-on-1 break for the Streaks. Paige Klink left side leans in. Shot knocked away on the way up by Lehners. And coming up with it now, a tie-up. Nice job by Paige Klink as she and Myra got Reller trapped up and tied up Reller. Possession arrow points toward Quincy with 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. 57-48 Streaks lead.
Coach Massey not happy with the explanation he got for the foul on Myra right there. He talked to her, talked about it a little bit and not happy with what he heard.
Three-pointer straight on, no good for Jordan Eisenberg. Dade with a rebound, can't hit the easy two. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound for the Streaks. Paige Klink with it. And picks up and gives to Jessica Lieber out near midcourt, now near the center circle. Bumped again, finally, Jordan Eisenberg, who's been bumping and pushing Jessica Lieber all over the floor all night, gets called for the foul. And Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with 2 shots. 1:40 to play, 57-48, Streaks lead.
A little bit of a look of frustration right now in the face of Jessica Lieber, but she's got to just keep playing. She's got to play through the contact. she's going to be one of those players that's targeted every game and is going to get the toughest defender. First miss of the night for the free throw line for Jessica Lieber. She's got 19 points on the night. She can give the Streaks a 10-point lead, 1:40 to play in the ballgame. Second shot up, and that one is good. 24, Jessica Lieber, 10-point lead for the Streaks, 58-48. Streaks will drop back, pick up in the half court. This is day down high right side. Right baseline goes to Jordan Eisenberg in the paint. Stolen away by Myra Diggins. Gives to Sadie Hamilton. Now Jessica Lieber gets bumped and no call. And now Jessica's going to get called for the travel after getting bumped and no call. Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah. Coach Massey not happy, and understandably, none of the officials have come to this end of the floor now.
So, Jordan Eisenberg will inbound from the right baseline for the Blue Devils, 1:26 to play. Watson can probably try to throw it over the top to Wensing. They don't do it. Now in it comes to Data. Long three-pointer out on the right side is no good. Rebound comes out to Reller on the left baseline. To Dade, knocked away by Jessica Lieber, and they're going to call a foul from behind on Dade, and she's got her mouth open in amazement. And that's going to be her second foul, so Jessica Lieber back to the free throw line with two more shots for the Streaks, 1:19 to play in the ballgame. Now what are the officials discussing?
I don't know, but the official who has had some negative calls for us all night long is now discussing the call. And he wants the third official to now join, and the third official is out here trying to stay out of it, it looks like, and they're going to discuss. I don't know if they're discussing who the foul's on.
I bet they're going to try to call it on Jessica.
I bet they are.
I bet that's what's going to happen.
No, you know what it was? It was an offensive foul. So therefore,
if
it wasn't a team foul, the Streaks don't get free throws. They have to throw it in.
Okay, so the Streaks.
That's what it was. Court.
Okay, well, I guess that's not so bad.
And
yeah, Coach Massey's, his argument is the ball was in the air. And this official saying there was no change in possession, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so it's still an offensive foul then. So that
actually a good call right there by the official.
Well, there you go. With 1:17 to play. Sadie Hamilton in the backcourt. Cross midcourt in the center circle on the dribble. Stolen away by Dade. Runs down the right side. Puts it up off the glass and got it. And she's fouled by Jessica Lieber.
Well, and Jessica's just got to back off on that one. There's no reason to stop the clock here and give them the chance to score even one more point with the clock stopped.
58-50 now. 1:07 to play in the ballgame. Dade with a chance to complete the traditional three-point play. Third foul on Jessica Lieber. 58-50, Streaks lead. Dade at the free throw line. Shot is in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton. And just to Jessica Lieber. Now it's Paige Klink across midcourt left side on the left wing on the dribble. Picked up and gets to Sadie between the circles. Hands off to Jessica Lieber. No, now puts it on the floor. Now gets to Jessica Lieber. Trapped up, getting bumped, no call. Bumped and pushed, no call. Now dribbles right, Jessica Lieber splits defenders, runs down the right side, up off the glass and got it. Nice move by Jessica Lieber, kept her composure, dribbled out of trouble, laid it up and in, 60-50 streak, 42 seconds to play, now a steal by Sharon Diggin. Gives to Jessica Lieber, now it's Paige Klink across midcourt left side, 36 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber out high, and gets hammered again, no call on Eisenberg, and Dade comes up with a stop, fires a long three-pointer right side, it's an air ball, and the Streaks will bring it to the length of the court with 25.5 to play, leading 60-50.
You know, one thing we used to talk about all the time last year, Tom, was about the three-point shooting prowess of teams at the end of games. The good thing for the Streaks is that's what they do all game long.
Yeah.
Now, a team like Quincy, who didn't shoot any three-pointers in the first half, is barely drawing iron on most shots.
Yeah. Wow, now Eisenberg across body block or a cross check on Sharon Diggins going down the right sideline, checked her into the boards and picked up the foul. And so Sharon Diggins would go to the free throw line with two shots with 23.8 seconds to play.
Well, we need Sadie to get a steal in a basket here. Go for the triple-double.
Ooh, there we go. So Sharon at the free throw line, 23.8 to play, 60-50. And the first one is off the back of the rim, no good. Streaks not even with anybody up on the lane. They're back for defensive purposes.
Trent is having a tough overall night. 1-for-5 from the three-point line, or free throw line. 1-for-6 now. She misses that one.
Yeah, in and out, no good. 21 seconds to play. This is Taylor Eisenberg to Jordan Eisenberg, right wing to Reller, and she fires three-pointer.
Wow.
Now, that one had a little bit too much muscle. I have never seen that. Her three-pointer went, and it hit.
I've seen it before, but usually it's by, like, sixth graders.
Well, yeah, or sometimes it'll bounce off the back of the rim and go that high. That one she just shot over the top of the backboard to hit the support above.
Wow.
10 seconds to play.
Drakes will move to 6-1. More importantly, 1-1 in the Western Big Six. Jessica Lieber on the dribble. There they go. They make the call on Jordan Eisenberg. So Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with two more shots with 3.7 seconds to play, and Jordan Eisenberg fouls out of the ball game for Quincy.
10 points for Eisenberg with four rebounds, all defensive.
Into the ball game will be Kristen McClellan, the 5'7 senior, seeing her first playing time tonight. 3.7 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber at the free throw line. First shot is good. 21 for Jessica, 61-50. Streaks off until next Thursday night. We'll be at Rock Island to take on the Rock. Second shot up, been good, 62-50, 3 seconds to play. This is Taylor Eisenberg, stop shot, but he fires a three off the front iron, no good. And the Galesburg Silver Streak, a hard-fought victory tonight over the Quincy Blue Devils. Streaks now 1-1 in the Western Big Six, 6-1 overall. Quincy falls to 4-3, and they are 0-2 in the Western Big Six. Final score, Galesburg 62, Quincy 50. We'll take a timeout, come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And also, we will run down our final stats and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Galesburg 62, Quincy 48. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. By Thorne's Pets and Supplies. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The halls are decked with boughs of holly. Delight in all the trimmings at six Galesburg area homes for the annual Galesburg Civic Arts Center's Holiday House Walk Tour this Saturday from 11 to 4. You'll be dazzled by each home's uniqueness and festive decor while helping to raise funds for our local arts center. Advance tickets are $12. Day of tickets are $15, so get your tickets early. To find out more, call the Galesburg Civic Arts Center at 342-7415 or visit GalesburgArts.org.
Hey, it's Bill with 42 wrinkles on a shirt and Tom with the 123 hairs of gray.
What's she doing?
She counts stuff.
And I see you two are eating McDonald's wholesome breakfast choices. Tom with the 300-calorie egg McMuffin sandwich and Bill with the 290-calorie fruit and maple oatmeal. Both are awesome. Did you bring me some? Like the 210-calorie fruit and walnuts or the 160-calorie fruit and yogurt parfait?
Maybe next time, Susan?
Yeah, you can count on it.
The simple joy of 300 calories or less. At participating McDonald's.
Breedlove's is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, self, where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
The Nissan Altima, Consumer Reports number one rated sedan, now with $1,000 cash plus 0% financing for 60 months, and it gets up to 38 miles per gallon. Stop by for a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, cloudy skies, an overnight low of 28. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high reaching 43. And tomorrow night, cloudy, rain likely after midnight with an overnight low of 30. On Saturday, chances for showers in the morning, then rain likely again in the afternoon, a high reaching 42. currently 36 degrees in downtown Galesburg. At Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Streaks win 62-50 on the road, 1-1 in the Western Big Six, 6-1 overall. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. And coach, not a thing of beauty, but your girls did things they needed to do to get a win tonight.
Yeah, I thought, you know, they were definitely, Quincy was the aggressor, and the first half we backed down, that we didn't handle their aggressiveness, and we just, you know, it was disappointing. We were very timid in what we did, and it's kind of their defensive aggression caused us to almost seem to be lack of aggression defensively ourselves, and so it kind of multiplied things. In the second half, I thought, you know, we came out and we had some good hustle plays. I think I had a couple times our guards got 5 second calls. Chloe offensive rebound on a foul shot, but I think the story of the kid that dominated play tonight was Sadie. I don't know, if she had in blocks, rebounds, steals, and points, but you know she probably had multiple double-doubles in terms.
She
of
was actually she was close to a triple double.
Yeah, she was 18. I had her at 9 points, 18 rebounds, 9 steals, and 5 blocks.
Yeah, she was. I mean, she came up huge. It was outstanding effort on her part.
Well, and like you said, there was some really good hustle on a lot of plays, and their defense. You did struggle in the first half, didn't really get into much of a flow, but once you got things, and it seems like on a night like tonight, the defense kind of dictates the offense, and you've said that in the past with this system that you need to get points off of the defense as well.
Yeah, we do, and I thought in the second half we did that. There were some times where, Jessica Lieber got a steal at half court, and then Sharon got, you know, one. And what was happening in the second half was in that fourth quarter run, we got steals where not only we got the steal, but we got layups off of it. And we don't often do that, so it was good.
And another one of the keys to the system also is the offensive rebounds. You guys did a great job of getting after those as well.
Yeah, I mean, Myra was huge on it. Chloe Anderson got a lot of offensive rebounds. Danny Teal, I thought, did an outstanding job, got on the offensive boards for us also. So a good team win, and, that Quincy's going to beat some people the way they play, and so it was good for us to get out of here with a win and use it to grow, get better, and we'll go from there.
Of course, doesn't get any easier. You have some time off, a week off, and right back into the fire up at Rock Island.
Yeah, we know that'll be a challenge also.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking the time, and congratulations on the win.
Yeah, and I would like to say if Coach Gollinghorst is listening and stuff, that we miss her, and that obviously we need some work against the press, so we'll be anxious when she can be able to do that. But hopefully now her priority is to get herself better, and you know, we're all thinking about her and thinking and praying for her. So hopefully all will work out for her.
You bet. We hope she gets better soon. Thanks, Coach. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our postgame coach's interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Pekin Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks win it 62-50 over the Quincy Blue Devils here at Quincy High School. We'll come back and talk more about this one. We'll run down our final stats and also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up in just a few minutes as well. Final score, Galesburg 62, Quincy 50. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
Tomorrow night on the WGIL Evening News, a story out of Henry County, Santa on trial. We'll have the interview at 5:20 on WGIL.
Santa on trial. We'll have the interview at 5:20 on
Back at Quincy High School, Tom Arnoff along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Quincy Blue Devils 62-50. Streaks now 6-1 on the season, 1-1 in the Western Big Six. Streak sophomores fell 52-44. Time right now to take a look at our post-game final stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, actually only one player in double figures. A lot of players scored. Jessica Lieber led the way with 24 points for the Streaks, including 3 three-pointers, and much better from the free-throw line than as she has struggled from there throughout the season. 7-for-9 from the free-throw line, or actually, I guess, no, 7-for-10, I'm sorry, from the free-throw line for Jessica Lieber. So good night from the line for her. Sadie Hamilton and Eric will run down more stats for Sadie. What a stat line tonight. 9 points, 3-for-6 from the free-throw line. 7 points for Myra Diggins, 1-for-4 from the line. 6 points on 2 three-pointers for Allison Mangieri. 2 points for Emma Junk on a basket in the first quarter. 7 points for Sharon Diggins. Struggled from the field and from the line, just 1-for-6 from the free-throw line for Sharon tonight, but did a nice job defensively as always. 4 points for Chloe Anderson on a basket, 2-for-4 from the free-throw line. 1 point for Rainey Sibley, 1-for-2 from the line. 2 points on a basket for Casey Williams. 5 three-pointers in the game for the Streaks. I had them at 15-for-32 from the free-throw line. Both teams struggled from the foul line, but one team was much worse than the other from the free-throw line. Streaks trailed 18-8 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored Quincy 17-16 in the second, but trailed 34-25 at the half. Outscored the Blue Devils 23-10 in the third quarter to take a 48-44 lead into the final quarter, and outscored the Blue Devils 14-6 in the fourth quarter. Quincy led by Uriah Dade with 21 points. 16 of those came in the first half. 12 points for Stephanie Wensing, 10 points for Jordan Eisenberg before she fouled out, 3 points for Hannah Reller, and 4 points for Anna Lienerthal in the first half. The Blue Devils 0-for-4 in the first half from the free throw line, 4 of 16 in the second half. I had them 4-for-20 from the free throw line.
Well, the story of this game really was turnovers and rebounding.
Yeah.
36 turnovers for the Quincy Blue Devils, 32 for the Streaks, so a plus 4 for the Streaks, but you know, we talked, Coach Massey, if he had his ideal game, would want those turnover numbers under 20. Now, rebounding, and mind you that my stats aren't 100% correct because we had some technical difficulties I had to work through. I had the Streaks at 61 rebounds to 35 for the Quincy Blue Devils, an advantage of 26. That will turn a game right there with the Streaks pulling down 33 offensive boards to only 9 for the Quincy Blue Devils. Advantage 24. So where was the advantage on this game? The Streaks getting the offensive rebounds and putting them back up and in. Shooting-wise, 23 of 44 from inside the arc for Quincy, 0 of 7 for distance, so that's 45% for the field. Streaks were 16 of 38 from inside the arc, 5 of 31 from downtown. That's good for 30% overall from the field. So the Streaks put up 69 shots to 51 for the Quincy Blue Devils. And, you know, one of the things, and you talked about this with Coach Massey, is just the volume of shots that's important in this offense.
Yeah. So our post-game stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Streaks win 62-50. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and wrap up our broadcast. Final score, Streaks win at 62-50. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Sir. Stay with us, sir.
Doctor, is he going to be okay?
What happened to put him in this condition?
He went out to get the mail, opened the power bill, and then collapsed.
I've seen a lot of this lately. High power bill-itis.
When you suffer from high power bills, there's only one person who can save you. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Power bills that make you sick are indicative of a serious but curable condition. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
You're online. Just log on. back here at Quincy High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Quincy Blue Devils. 62-50 was the final score. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, this was a game where it was not a thing of beauty, that's for sure. But, you know, one of the things Coach Massey talks about, it's other little things you do within the system. There's other things other than just firing up a bunch of threes that you have to do to win basketball games. That includes getting offensive rebounds. That includes getting steals. That includes block shots. That includes, just all the little things just hustle. And, a lot of players did a lot of little things tonight, but one did many, many, many little things. And, it's a rare stat line that we saw from this young lady tonight.
Yeah, and, before the game, I picked Jessica Lever as my favorite to be crunch time player of the game.
Right up there in the voting.
And I'm gonna say she came in second. I mean, 24 points, 3 rebounds, 4 steals, and going 7 for 8 from the free throw line. That's a pretty good stat line, but yeah, Sadie just had a better game. 9 points, so she didn't do it on the scoring end, but she did it everywhere else. 18 rebounds, 5 of those offensive. She had 9. She finished with 9 steals, 5 block shots. So she was just a defensive stopper in the second half, especially. She was able to clamp things down and really put on a show for the clinic down on the defensive end with all those rebounds, block shots, and steals. So a great game from Sadie Hamilton. And, I don't keep assists, but I would venture to guess that she probably had 4 or 5 assists as well, at least, because of how many times she brought it down and made great passes to people underneath, especially in that first half.
So Sadie Hamilton, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, a good night for the Streaks coming out with a victory on the road in the Western Big Six. And you know what? I don't care where you're at. Maybe this year more than some other years, this conference is so wide open and so evenly matched top to bottom this year. Any win you get on the road is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, definitely. And, we talked in that first half. You kept talking about the fact that gradually Quincy looked like they were getting more and more tired. And I think that's actually what won out. Araya Dade playing so hard in that first half, scored 16 points, only 5 after halftime. And, she was a non-factor. In that first half, every time she touched the ball, she went to the rim. We didn't see that in the second half. And I think that was one of the most important factors was the fact that the Streaks just wore them down and were able to take the advantage.
After Dade had those 16 points on 8 shots in the first half, she made a basket and a free throw in the third quarter and a basket in the fourth quarter and missed a free throw. I mean, she just looked worn out. So a good win for the Streaks. Now 1-1 in the Western Big Six Conference, 6-1 overall. Galesburg sophomores fell to Quincy tonight, 52-44. Again, coming up tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys open the Western Big Six Conference season. They'll play host to the Moline Maroons. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have the call for you around 7:06 for the pregame here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Then they'll play again, the boys in action on Saturday night against Metamora, again around 7:06 for the pregame. Sandwich in between on Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, the Illinois Fighting Illini will take their undefeated record to the United Center to take on Gonzaga. And you'll be able to hear that one here on WGIL as well. The girls will take a week off. They'll be back in action next Thursday night. Another tough one on the road at the Rock Garden. Take on the Rock Island Rocks, and they had a tough one tonight. Don't know the outcome of that one, but they play the United Township Panthers tonight in a game which many picked to be one of those teams to be the winner of the Western Big Six Conference. So those two teams played tonight.
Well, and I talked before the game, Tom, but very good timing kind of for the Streaks to have this week off, because you got a week off about the quarter pole of this season, and you have an opportunity now to really prep yourself for this Rock Island team, get to watch the video. You don't have, a quick turnaround with a Saturday game or an early week game. So hopefully the Streaks are able to take advantage of this practice and really come after it. I'd like to see them work a lot more on the boxing out and also on their traps. They've gotten a little lazy with some of their traps, especially corner traps.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to take advantage, because that's a big part of this offense or defense. Excuse me.
Want to thank our broadcast sponsors, Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. OSS St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, this is healthcare. Galesburg Nissan wants a customer, always a friend, and we thank them for providing our transportation in a 2011 certified pre-owned Nissan Altima tonight, and also Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg. Also want to thank our executive producer, Roger Lundeen, for all his help tonight, and our studio producer tonight was Nicole Olin. Final score, Galesburg 62, Quincy 50. I'm Tom Meredith saying goodnight from Quincy.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.